Hasta la vista, baby.
Now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. Yes, I am your host, Mr. Mark James Richardson. That was a brand new one by The Fresh and Onlys, actually part of the Hozak Singles Club, their newest edition. Actually snagged this when Fresh and Onlys were in town a couple weeks ago, opening up for Clinic. Another great set by this band, one of my favorite bands going right now. Lots of excellent new music for you. The last couple shows were actually dedicated to CITR's Fun Drive. Thanks everyone who called in and donated their hard-earned cash to this show and to this station here. Big thanks for everyone. Didn't quite reach the goal, but yeah, we did. We did A-OK, I think. So again, thanks for that. Anyways, we had a huge backlog of new music to play for you here, including some new stuff by Purling Hiss and DuckTales, Brother Raven, Barn Owl, and a whole whack of other stuff here. And yeah, going to be heavy on the psych end of stuff. We're going to get through a couple more, some garage rock stuff here. First off here, this is a fairly new one by Broken Water, taken from a new 7-inch released on the Fan Death label. So this is Broken Water with Faux King Vogue.
Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, to introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners. Better than all the rest. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest.
Better than anyone. Back with the Pop Drones Show, CITR 101.9. Last track you heard there, Outre Nivout, from their debut LP on the Old English Spelling Bee. Actually, a collaborative release with Daniel Lopatin, a.k.a. 10 Tricks Point Never, and his Upstairs label. And Purling Hiss before that with Run From The City, a new LP released on the Woodsist record label entitled Public Service Announcement. Actually, one of two full-length LPs by Purling Hiss, quickly following up his debut released late last year on Chicago's Permanent Records. Busy guy, that one there. And then Broken Water from Olympia Washington with Faux King Vogue from their 7-inch released on the Fan Death label. Fresh and only starting everything off today. Nothing Ever Happens, taken from their Hozak Hookup Clubs single. Going to jump right into the kind of psych stuff I promised at the beginning of the show. Got some lengthier numbers here for you. This is a White Hills track taken from a, I think this is actually self-released collection of outtakes, rarities, etc. Anyways, sit back for this one here, folks. White Hills on the Pop Drones show.
Thank you. makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
You are still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Still another 45 minutes of music here for you. Delving deep into some recent psychedelic albums that have come out over the last couple weeks. Stockpiling them all for somewhat of a special show, I guess we'll call it. In fact, listeners, next week we will be probably preempted by some spoken word next Wednesday. It's 24 hours of spoken word hell, and yes, it happens to start right at Wednesday, 10 a.m. So if I'm not here, someone will be in my place with some spoken word stuff for you if I can't get something together for you. Anyways, lots of stuff still to cover for you. In fact, this is two new ones here from the Barn Owl crew, duo out of San Francisco. In fact, one of them works at Aquarius Records down in San Francisco, sort of a well-known American Institute of Independent Music, do all their own write-ups, etc. Anyways, Barn Owl have released pretty much their biggest record to date after several LPs and CDRs and stuff on smaller labels and limited runs. This new LP is actually on the Thrill Jockey label. We'll hear a bit from that in a second here. But Barn Owl actually got together with some other West Coast natives. They've played some shows with Eternal Tapestry. Looks like they got together and recorded an album, at least with two members of Eternal Tapestry there. Eternal Tapestry based in Portland, Oregon. And so here are the results. Barn Owl, Eternal Tapestry collaboration under the name Garden Sound. This was issued on the Digitalis Limited record label. And if you like the sounds of either, I'm sure you will be digging this. Anyways, this is Garden Sound with Beast of Burden, taken from Black Summit, their brand new LP on Digitalis.
We'll be right back. become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show here. Last track there was Barn Owl with Night's Shroud, taken from their Ancestral Star LP, just issued on the Thrill Jockey label. And before that, Garden Sound, actually a collaborative effort between Barn Owl and Eternal Tapestry. Beast of Burden was a song that you heard. Black Summit, name of the LP, put out by Digitalis Limited. And then before that, forgot to mention, we had White Hills there with Don't Touch Me, I'm Bleeding, taken from their new 12-inch issued on the Thrill Jockey label as well, entitled Stolen Stars Left for No One. I'm going to keep continuing down here with some sort of moodier, psychedelic-based music here. This is actually a Seattle-based musician. I've been going at it for about a year or two now, as several releases on a bunch of great labels, including Gift Tapes, Taped Sounds, Guire Records, and the aforementioned Digitalis Limited. And this new one, of course, courtesy of Digitalis, VSS 30, the name of the album, criminally limited to about 300 copies, I believe. Anyways, just going to jump right into it here. This is a Brother Raven on Pop Drones.
Thank you. The Biltmore Cabaret is the home of great live music in Vancouver. December 10th, the Biltmore Beetroot and Glory Days present Bison BC with guest Weapon, Hagatha, and Purple Rhinestone Eagle. Doors at 9 p.m., $15 advance tickets, and available at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, Scratch, Scrape, and online at ticketweb.ca.
December 20th and 21st, the Biltmore and Beetroot present two nights with your mom's favorite DJ, Kid Koala, featuring Run With The Herd. December 21st will also feature the Killing Time Quartet. Doors are at 8 p.m. $20 advance tickets available at Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, the Biltmore, and online at ticketweb.ca. For more information and tickets to these and other shows, visit biltmorecabaret.com.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drone Show, getting near the end here. Luke Meat with a noise coming up next. Last track we heard there was DuckTales from Screen. The title of it is called Screen Scene, taken from a split with Dracula Lewis, released on the No Fun Productions label. One of my favorite tracks of the year, actually a sidelong piece there. We actually only were able to play about 10 minutes of it. It feels like one of those tracks that I could just could listen to forever. I could just keep playing on repeat and I wouldn't even notice. And yeah, maybe you felt the same way too. Before that, we heard Barn Owl. And before that, we heard something else. That's right, Brother Raven, of course, from his limited LP on Digitalis here. I'm going to get into a little CanCon here. This is an excellent new group entitled Pas Chic Chic. Put out a new 12-inch on the Semprini Records label. This is a band based out of Montreal, sort of picking up the post-rock feel that a lot of bands from Montreal had done, i.e. Godspeed You Black Emperor and the many other bands on Constellation. Though, yeah, I definitely hear a bit more of the sort of the other bands, the more upbeat. This isn't quite as somber as Godspeed could get. Anyways, I think this is going to be about it for us folks. Probably have another little section of Brian McBride, his new LP on Cranky, actually a soundtrack work for Vanishing of the Bees. For those that don't know, Brian McBride is one half of Stars of the Lid, probably one of the greatest ambient groups going right now. Anyways, we'll play a little bit of that right at the end of the show. But right now we're going to get into Pas Chic Chic with Allez-vous faire. Influencer on Pop Drones, and we'll see you next week, Wednesday, 10 a.m. We'll be right back.
sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday on from 11:30 to 1 p.m. here at the Almighty CITR. Luke Meat here at the helm. Coming up in the next hour and a half, all the noise that's fit to play. We're going to start off with an interview I've just unearthed. It's got to be at least from circa 1986 or 87 when Coil were first starting out. But it is an interview with John Balance and Peter Sleazy Christopherson from Coil, recently divorced from Psychic TV. And this comes to us from our kind friends at...